Good morning. We're returning to our readings in the book of Genesis, and the articles I'm reading were published in the book Precious Promises. The first number of articles, including this morning's, were written by my father. Genesis 1, verse 3 to 31. God's word is supreme. Note that each day of the creation week began with God speaking. The words "and God said" are used in verse 3, 6, 9, 14, 20, and 24. And none of what followed on any day would have happened apart from the divine word. God also spoke during each day, naming the things he had created. Note the words "and God called," which are found in verse 5 and verse 8 and verse 10. On the sixth day, he spoke eight times between verse 24 and verse 31. He spoke the animals into existence. He spoke regarding his plan to create man, man's fruitfulness, man's food, and what he forbade, according to chapter 2, verse 16. He spoke with regard to a help for man, chapter 2, verse 18. He spoke with regard to marriage, Matthew 19, verse 5. And he spoke to name our first parents, according to Genesis 5 and verse 2. Days of creation also closed with God speaking. The first day closed with him naming the night, the second with him naming the firmament, the fifth with him blessing the animals. All of this shows us that God's word is supreme. Nothing was accomplished without it, and everything that it accomplished was excellent. God's written word is also a word of power. It reveals his mind and effects his purpose. As there is no creation without the spoken word, there is no faith without the written word. The Bible says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Therefore, let us give it the proper place in our lives, believing it and submitting to it. Begin the day with the Bible and carry God's word in your heart throughout the day. Have the attitude, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak."